Maine Governor Paula Page has submitted legislation that would make it easier to site a small nuclear plant in the state. The administration says it's time to update the law that governs siting of nuclear plants in Maine. But as Mal Leary reports, the proposal is drawing sharp opposition from environmentalists and other opponents of nuclear power plants.
The governor's bill comes in two sections. One removes language saying that, quoting now, investments in nuclear power plants have caused severe financial strain on consumers. Energy Office Director Pat Woodcock says that's not true, and that nuclear power plays an important role in Maine's mix of energy sources.
Nuclear power has been a cornerstone for this winter in just keeping the lights on, and it was a little short-sighted.
Woodcock says the language was added to the law in the wake of the closing of Maine's only nuclear power plant, Maine Yankee in Wiscasset. He says that given the demise of another major energy source in the region, Maine should consider the installation of small nuclear facilities in the state, often called modular plants, which are a fraction of the size of the former Maine Yankee plant and other older plants.
With the retirement of Vermont Yankee, the whole region is kind of scrambling to come up with how do you replace a clean and stable power generating facility that's 650 megawatts.
But Woodcock's assertion that nuclear power is clean is sharply disputed by Dylan Voorhees of the Natural Resources Council of Maine. He points out that spent fuel from the long-closed Maine Yankee is still stored on the site, and that waste from any new plant would also have to have a safe place to be warehoused long after the plant stops operating.
Anyone who's talking about, mini nuclear power, was this backyard nuclear power? It doesn't connect to reality.
Voorhees says there are no private investors who are interested in nuclear power, that most are focused on natural gas-fired plants, as well as wind and solar to meet New England's needs.
I wish that we wouldn't be wasting time on a frivolous governor's bill about many nuclear power plants, and instead the governor would withdraw his veto threat to restore a word missing from statute and allow energy efficiency to go forward.
Voorhees is referring to a word that was inadvertently left out of a major omnibus energy bill passed last year, which resulted in the loss of funding for Efficiency Maine, the agency that oversees programs aimed at helping Mainers save energy in their homes. Governor LePage has threatened to veto legislation that would simply insert the missing word because he wants to pursue other unrelated changes to energy policy. As for the governor's own bill aimed at reopening the door to nuclear power, the second section would undo the requirement of a statewide vote on any proposed nuclear power plant, except for projects larger than 500 megawatts. Opposition to Maine Yankee led to three unsuccessful statewide votes to close that aging plant. This bill has yet to be scheduled for a public hearing. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.